After anti-Semitic imam, another BBC guest at Tory leaders' debate revealed as Labour activist. By Jack Montgomery on June 20, 2019. One of the members of the public invited to grill Tory leadership candidates by the BBC was a former Labour candidate and staffer. A monk from London previously attempted to become a councillor for the left-wing party in local elections, and later worked directly for party headquarters, brought in by Shadow Attorney General Shami Chakrabarty to help close down cases of anti-Semitism, according to a source who spoke to the Guido Fox blog. The status of Aman from London, real name Aman Tucker, as an uber-partisan political activist was apparently known to the BBC, but the publicly funded corporation opted not to inform viewers of his background. Mr. Tucker also works for Lee Day, a controversial law firm prosecuted by the Solicitors Regulation Authority, SRA, following allegations it pursued claims against the Ministry of Defence based on deliberate lies about the conduct of British forces, although they were cleared of misconduct charges following a multi-million pound tribunal. Mr. Tucker has now been suspended by the law firm. However, after examination of his now-deleted social media accounts unearthed concerning statements related to Adolf Hitler and his legacy, "We have been made aware of a tweet which we are taking very seriously," commented a spokesman for the law firm. Mr. Tucker has been suspended with immediate effect from the firm whilst we carry out an internal investigation into these matters. The revelations concerning Mr. Tucker follow the unmasking of another guest questioner at the debate. Islamic cleric Abdullah Patel was revealed as a Jeremy Corbyn backer who made a number of anti-Semitic remarks on social media. The imam, who asked the panel if words have consequences and was used as a vehicle to interrogate leading candidate Boris Johnson, passed criticism of Islamic full-face veils, banned in many European and even some Muslim-majority states, was initially lauded in the mainstream press. But journalists and commentators had to perform a screeching bolt-face after scrutiny of his social media activity. This included posts suggesting women should never be alone with a man if they did not want to be sexually assaulted, that Israel should be abolished and relocated to the United States, and that Zionists like to hide behind the Holocaust cry. Mr. Patel, like Mr. Tucker, has been suspended from his job, in his case as a deputy teacher at a primary school. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.